Today's episode of Sunshine from Heaven is being brought to you by Empty Plates Catering Services, where executive chef Sheila Williams-Henry will make your next event sizzle. Empty Plates Catering Services, the name speaks for itself. They can be reached at 832-873-3435. Again, that's 832-873-3435. Or you can email them at emptyplates07@gmail.com. Again, that's emptyplates07@gmail.com. Don't let food be your mistake. Call Empty Plates. Welcome to another episode of Sunshine from Heaven. Let's dive right in. Today's scripture will be coming from Joel, the second chapter, the 28th through the 32nd verse. I'll be reading the New Living Translation. Ready? Let's read. Then after doing all these things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams and your young men will see visions. In those days, I will pour out my spirit even on servants, men and women alike. And I will cause wonders in the heavens and on the earth. Blood and fire of columns of smoke, the sun will become dark, and the moon will turn blood red before the great and terrible day of the Lord arrives. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For some on the Mount Zion in Jerusalem will escape, just as the Lord has said. These will be among the survivors whom the Lord has called. I've read to you Joel, the second chapter, the 28th through the 32nd verse. May God add a blessing to the readers, doers, and readers of his word. I encourage you to read this word for yourself. There's nothing like getting firsthand information, and God's word is a living word. And so as you read it, you are fellowshipping and you are worshiping with the true and living God, the creator of everything. So why wouldn't you take that opportunity? I ask people all the time, who's your favorite director? Who's your favorite actor? Would you like to spend a few moments with those people and ask them how they become such great actors, how they become such great directors? But our creator, our God, has made these people. Why wouldn't you want to spend time with him, the creator of everything? In this book, Joel, he's telling us what is to come. He's telling us the power that we need to have everything that is necessary for us to spend eternity with God. He's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Why wouldn't we prepare our vessels to be ready to receive the blessing of his spirit upon our flesh? And how do we do that? We ask for forgiveness. We repent. We turn away from sin and we turn to God. And once we do this and we've repented, God will give us and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We have access to the Holy Spirit that will dwell in us, that will guide us, that will lead us, will give us discernment upon everything that we are to encounter. God has not left us without power. He has not left us without vision. Jesus told the disciples, hey, stay here. I'm going to prepare a place. I wouldn't say it if it wasn't so, but don't go until I send you back the Comforter. And he sent the Comforter back on the day of Pentecost when the disciples received the Holy Spirit. And that same Holy Spirit, that same Comforter that Jesus sent back for the disciples is available to us today. We can have this if we just cry out for it. Ask for forgiveness. Repent of our sins. Accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And we have the gift of the Holy Spirit in order to do, see, everything that God has told us, everything that the Word of God has instructed us is right there in front of us. How many of us will buy something and then just throw the directions out, not even look at the directions in order to put a shelf together, in order to change something? But now we cheat. We use YouTube to see how to do things. But guess what? The Bible is our spiritual YouTube. The Holy Spirit, as we read the Word of God, will tell us what we need, what steps we need to take. For God will be a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path if we will allow him in our lives. But no, we want to do everything our way. And then most of the time, if we're being honest, our plans don't always go as we want them to go, because guess what? That's not the way God wanted it to be. Yes, can you still accomplish some things by doing this? Yes, you can. But wouldn't you rather do it God's way than do it your way? I pray that God opens your heart and your mind to understand how important it is to receive the Holy Spirit and the discernment that God has for your life. Cry out to God. Pray for this. This is not a cult. This is not some plan that people want. This is not religion. This is a relationship with Jesus Christ. This is the Holy Spirit that is meant for us in order for us to spend eternity with the Father. It is the very reason Jesus gave his life, so that we can be reconciled with the Father. Why not take it? We love getting gifts. Why not accept this gift that Jesus Christ died to give us? May God bless you and keep you this day. And remember, share a little sunshine.